Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. So, welcome. Happy Thursday. We are almost there. This is the never-ending week for me. I don't know about everybody else, but it feels like it should have been Friday yesterday, and I'm just struggling to get through it, Joe. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying, you know, you guys kept me up late last night. The Joe and Tyler after party, and I mean, jeez, crow. Talk about social networking. Golly, our social distance networking. That's what I did last night after the show.
That's not a thing.
Had a blast. It is now. Bet me. Yeah. Boom. So, hey, had a great time with Tyler last night. If you didn't listen to the show with Tyler, pretty much relevant still. Pretty much would be pretty relevant probably for a while, actually, for a little bit. So, anyways, talked a lot of football. He was very talkative. So we had a good time.
We all were.
Yeah.
Well, me and him, anyway.
I did mostly listen, actually. We got James coming up today, and we still are, you know, planning on the call-in show tomorrow. James is coming up. We're going to talk, you know, James is in New York. We want to see what he's going through there with the whole virus scare and all that stuff, and we'll get his thoughts on all of that. What else, Joe? Anything else as far as, like, announcements?
The only thing I saw that's probably worth mentioning that it was nice to see was, you know, as the there'll be random news every day because as it gets closer to obviously the NBA and the declaration date for going into the draft, there's going to be, you know, people announcing. And today, freshman Patrick Williams from Florida State announced. So that's two Florida State guys in a week. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, we'll get James's thoughts. We didn't get James's thoughts on any of the departures or anything like that. He's been writing for Noons and stuff, but if you don't check that out and you haven't, you know, been keeping up with it, we'll get his thoughts. And plus, you know, maybe he's got something to talk about that we don't. So that's why it's right. Nice having guys like James and Tyler. Tyler unexpectedly had some insight on the Syracuse recruiting, right? The database? I mean, That was a pretty cool story. Yeah, it actually was, and we just fell into that story, which is pretty funny.
It was pretty random.
Yeah, it was pretty random. So, anyway, we are going to first talk about Simply Safe. Look, they're letting criminals out of freaking jail right now due to the virus, which doesn't make a ton of sense, but hey, they're nonviolent. So, you know, hey,
should be fine, right? They're going to quarantine themselves.
Should be fine, right? No issues. Everything should be fine. Nothing to see here. But if you think that things might not be fine, or you just want to be safe in general, well, there's two ways you do home security. One, that's the traditional way, where you wait weeks for a technician to do a messy installation that costs a small fortune. Or there's the other way. There's the Simply Safe way. Simply Safe is everything you need in a home security system. It's award-winning protection. Two-time winner of the CNET Editor's Choice Award, Simply Safe blankets your whole home in safety. You get comprehensive protection for your entire home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors are the best in the business. They guard the inside of the home. You barely notice it's there. But what's best about SimpliSafe is that it's easy to set up. Anyone can do it. Takes about 30 minutes to an hour tops. There's absolutely no trade-offs for your safety. You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police at your home in a moment's notice, 24/7. And it's only 50 cents a day, about 15 bucks a month. That's why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system. Go to simplisafe.com/team today. That's SimpliSafe.com/team today, and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go there now, simplisafe.com/team. That's simplisafe.com/team. Now, one more thing. If you own a business, there's going to be some prospects out there. I imagine there could be some prospects out there. Anyway.
Yeah, so guessing after what's going on now, there will be.
In a big pool of prospects, you know, it's tough to bring them all in, interview them, weed them out. Well, let LinkedIn do that for you. The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role fast. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for, so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the people you want to hire. People with skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds with LinkedIn, and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. The keyword there, quality hires. It's two words, but the keyword is quality. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just visit LinkedIn.com/team. Again, that's LinkedIn.com/team. Get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Nice.
All right. There's the intro music. Oh, pop of the top on the seltzer. It's the one, the only, Syracuse Orange basketball beat writer for NoonsMagician.com. And, I don't know, top, Cuse Militia top fan in limbo, maybe. Haven't seen much of James on the Cuse Militia Facebook page. Not sure if he still has the badge, guys. But he's here, pop of tops, with me and Joe. Welcome, James. We have not talked to you since the wonderful win over UNC, which we all poo-pooed the pod. You were on the show before, right?
Yeah.
That's right. So
none of us expected that.
Yeah, we got smoked on that on social media, by the way. We never really talked about this. I think we might have texted about it, but that was about it.
No, we didn't talk about it. So
okay. First things first, James, you're in New York City. New York City's like, looks like the set of The Walking Dead right now. What is it like? What is your day-to-day? Kind of just walk me through it. Let me know what's going on, man.
Well, first, I guess.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
My top fan status has been revoked because I've been keeping a pretty low profile lately. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but like I haven't really been on Twitter that much, and I'm usually on Twitter a lot. I haven't been on Facebook, so I haven't been commenting on the posts or anything like that. New York City's weird right now. Like I feel like I'm in like an old Western, and you're about to see like the tumbleweed
pull
across the street or something. I'll be honest, today's Thursday. I haven't left my apartment since Monday. So I'm in like total hermit mode. Yeah, I'm going like stir crazy.
But. James is wearing a hat too, and we all know that he has a glorious head of hair.
I've been working from home.
Unlike Joe,
I have not been doing my hair, so there's a reason I'm wearing the hat. That's all I got to say.
So, you're good but though.
I don't have the coronavirus. Okay. I'm healthy. I could use a little bit more sun. I think I'm getting pretty chalky over here.
You could definitely use some vitamin D, bro. It's sure. You're a little shiny. In fact, I need to turn the contrast down on my computer a little bit because it's hard to look at the screen.
Getting roasted, man. We just started the show. I'm already getting...
Hey, look, I just want to let you know that I knew nothing about this and had nothing to do with this, James, whatsoever. So,
James. Syracuse goes in and crushes UNC in dramatic fashion because no one expected it. And, I think we all had the sinking feeling, and I'm not trying to relive this because we already talked about it, but we didn't hear from you. We all had the sinking feeling that something was going to go down. And sure enough, the morning or the afternoon, Syracuse is supposed to face Louisville. After that game, that's it. They called the ACC tournament. And next day after that, they called the whole, or they called the ACC tournament, then they called the NCAA tournament, and then forget it. It's done. Everything's done. Everything's gone. There's no sports at all to be found anywhere.
Yeah, today was supposed to be opening day. We got nothing. Syracuse kind of dodged a bullet, I thought, because they didn't have to play Louisville the next night. So,
Oh, boy.
But no, I mean, I think, a good way to go out, if you had to go out, that's the way you want to do it. You end the streak, right? Syracuse had lost 9 straight to UNC. So you end that streak, you go out, you have a great game. Hughes plays great. Marek, Quincy, the whole front court played great. Just really like a great way for Syracuse to go out. I think... Some had a better sense than I. I remember recording with Bobby Manning on the Nudes Pod on the night of the game, and we were thinking like, okay, like there's a chance that tomorrow's games won't get played. I don't know that I leaned that way. I probably would have said the game would have gotten played, but I did have a sense that it might get canceled. We could talk about it too. But I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the way that things ended for Syracuse. It would have been fun. It would have been nice to see them play Louisville and see what would have happened in that game.
Yeah.
But, I think we all know Syracuse probably would have lost that game, and then he would have went on to play the NIT. So I'm okay. I thought I'd be really upset about, no March Madness and, no NIT or whatever for Syracuse. But I really wasn't that upset about it. I've kind of been, more or less like checked out since the season end, believe it or not.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely noticed that. You've been really quiet. You mentioned the Twitter thing. You're usually all over Twitter. It's been really quiet. I'm only usually on Twitter for games. Joe's never on. So if you see Cuse Militia on Twitter, it's usually me. Lance doesn't care about Twitter. He's not a tweeter. You know what I'm saying? He tried it. He tried it. He's like, man, did I do it right? And I'm like, no, didn't.
All right. Okay.
No, actually, you didn't, Joe. It's not that difficult. And you still didn't do it right. So... Yeah. Go. Well, let's go. Let's start with some of the older news, but get your thoughts. We got Goodine transferred to Providence. You've got kind of Jalen Carey, who I know you're kind of close with, in limbo, and you've got Howard Washington kind of in limbo right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, Goodine, that hurts. But I mean, what do you think about Jalen Carey? I mean, he's in the transfer portal, but obviously hasn't made it final. I guess is it final if he doesn't announce it on social media? That's the question.
if a player doesn't announce it on social media these days, is it actually true?
Right.
Jalen is out for sure. That I know. You know, he's 100% out. Bryson, you know, as mentioned, he's out to Providence already. He landed pretty quickly, which, you know, make of that what you will. And then, Howard Washington, we'll see what happens there. I mean, I think he's going to transfer somewhere, and I think he'll find a spot where he can play some minutes. And, you know, 2 years left, I think he could play somewhere. You know, just a smart player. You know, kind of has like that leadership presence about him.
Yep.
You know, just a good guy to have in the locker room, a good guy to have on your team, and just knows the game, very smart, makes the right reads and sets his teammates up. So he'll find somewhere. But as for Syracuse, I think a lot of people were really worried. You know, I think a lot of people were, you know, it seems like anytime anything like bad happens with Syracuse, like after a loss or something like this, like the sky's falling, the world. it is concerning because you lose your depth, and I definitely, you know, anytime you have three guys go out just like they did right after the season ended, it's a bad look and all those sorts of things. But, you know, I think it'd be more telling or more worrisome if it was a starter that was transferring out or if it were a situation like that. But, you know, these guys weren't getting the minutes they wanted to, and at the end of the day, they want to play. And I just think that's what it comes down to. So, you know, they're going to transfer, and, you know, Syracuse will have three guards in the backcourt. We'll see what they can do in this offseason. But, yeah, as for right now, the depth's going to take a little bit of a hit, but you got Buddy Boeheim and Joe Girard coming back next year.
So your biggest, yeah. In your opinion, which one of those three is the biggest loss?
You know, I mean, I would say Bryson, just based on his ability to play defense. I think that he was the best defender out of that guard group this year, and his offense could have come along. And I think, you know, I'm not so surprised with Jalen or Howard transferring. I thought Howard would have transferred last year. Jalen doesn't surprise me, you know, really one bit. And then, you know, I was somewhat taken aback just by how quickly Bryson transferred and how quickly he was out. But, yeah, I think, you know, based on him with the ability to stay 3 years, and, you know, I think he's a way better offensive player than what he got to showcase this year. I think it was just a matter of, you know, being in the right system with the right fit and that sort of thing. But, I think that'll be a big loss for Syracuse, is trying not necessarily replace him, but finding somebody who could play defense, because we know with the guards up top, you know, that's not their strong suit. They're really good offensive players, but you know, the defensive side leaves a little bit to be desired.
Yeah, absolutely.
And these guys are good. These guys, like you said, I mean, Carey and Godine, they were highly rated coming out of high school, right? So you know they're going to be able to go a place. Yep. And I don't know if it was just the fit with Jalen Carey or whatever, but it seemed like he probably had his mind made up for a lot. I don't want to speak for him, but I mean, if you're going to sit down and process it and you see these other guards leave, then why would you just leave like that? Right. Right. And then again, with Godine, same thing. It's crazy how you put your name in a portal and 2 days later, but, but the writing was on the wall that as long as Buddy and Joe were the 1-2 and they were healthy, then they were going to get the 35 plus minutes. And that doesn't give too much for the other players anyway. And I just think too, that it's crazy that you go from like middle of the year thinking like, man, we're going to have to pick up a big guy. Like we're just, to all of a sudden now we're not worried about our big guy. Sidibe kind of took all those thoughts away. We know that we could be good with a Dolje and a Guerrier in a Sidibe backcourt with some of the other centers that we have. And now everyone's like, oh, what are we going to do about guard? What are we going to do about guard? And again, barring any, you know, knock on wood injuries or anything, looking at Kadari Richmond coming in and his size and how he plays, the 5 to 10 minutes that are going to be available, he's going to be able to eat up. He's going to be good up top if that's where he's going to be playing defense. And I think it'll bring an extra length from the top of the 2-3. And again, he'll be able to do what any of these other three guards, I think. I mean, obviously, I don't want to say as talented or as good at that point, but the 5 or 10 minutes that Boeheim needs him to play, I think he'll be able to do it.
Sure. It's funny how you go from having so much depth in the backcourt, worrying about the front court, to now universal, you know,
overnight.
You lose all that depth, and now, you know, you're okay with what you have. Because if you get, you know, the Barama Sidibe that you got at the end of the season, the Quincy that you got at the end of the season, and frankly, the Marek that you had in the middle of the season, you feel pretty good about that front court there. And then you got a guy, you know, like a Jesse Edwards, who if he puts on weight, you know, I think you feel like he's pretty capable as the backup center. And then we'll see what happens with Robert Braswell. But, you know, you certainly have the depth there, and, you know, Marek can play the four or the five, and you have capable players there. But, yeah, as you mentioned, you know, if Kadari comes in next year and he's able to play the top of the zone, he seems like he would be a good fit, you know, just 6'5", 6'6", really athletic guy at the top of the zone. But maybe you have a little bit more concern over the point guard spot because, you know, as we know, Joe can play that. I thought he did a really good job, an underrated job, of facilitating the ball this year and taking control of it. But you might not necessarily have someone that could play backup. And you do worry about, you know, if somebody's ineligible or something happens or if there's an injury, you know, only having three guys back there, that could be a problem.
Something tells me that one of Marek's biggest things that he's going to have to do next year is bring up the ball.
He's capable. I mean, he's done it. Right?
He's like, done it.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, just rip a rebound down, get it and go. He's more than capable of just getting a rebound and pushing pace.
But to your point, like you said, if Joe's not in or if Joe's going against somebody, he's having a tough time getting the ball up the court.
Sure.
Who else is that other person? Who is that Elijah Hughes if Elijah Hughes isn't there, right? Marek will be able to bring the ball up against any power forward. So,
yeah.
I mean, and we've done that before in the past. Vanheim's done that before where he's had forwards bring it up because he can't trust the guards. So,
yeah, great point. I mean, what if Joe Girard gets an Isaac Likely of Oklahoma State, you know, like he did earlier in the year? Now you don't have that Elijah Hughes that's the pressure release that can say, okay, you know, I'll take it up for a possession or two while you take one off, you know.
And is Buddy bringing it up?
And that's, you know, hey, Buddy Boeheim's a very smart player, but, you know, he's not going to blow by anybody.
Right.
You know, if somebody's – he's capable of handling the press, right? I mean, he did that this year. He's smart with ball fakes, his uses of dribbles, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you want him running the point. You know, he's way better at shooting guard anyway, hunting down his own shot.
And I think that was kind of a hidden concern with Boeheim this year. I thought that was some of the times why Howard Washington came in instead of Gedeine. Was because he needed someone to just go in and just bring the ball up and get the ball up, set the offense, and calm everybody down.
Yep.
And you talked about how he has that leadership, talking about Gedeine, or, you know, Howard Washington, I mean, and how he has that, you know, he's got a high basketball IQ. But Joe and I were talking, you know, Jalen Carey was the biggest cheerleader on the bench when he was injured this year. You always saw him mentoring guys. You always saw him cheering his team on. He was the first one jumping off the bench. So
he didn't look like a transfer on the bench.
No. So I'm going to miss that. Well. I'm going to miss that. I think, you know, to your point about Gedeine leaving, I think that might hurt Syracuse more. But I hate to see Jalen Carey go. We haven't really gotten – he hasn't really gotten to set his feet in on the team in Syracuse. He's just been battling the injuries and things like that, and he just hasn't gotten a fair shot at showing what he can do. And I think I feel bad for him. I think it sucks. You know, it's just unfortunate. But Syracuse was looking at, you know, this Patrick Tepe. He chose Duke. It's shocking to anybody. I doubt it. So, but this Joshua Morgan is another forward, 6'9", 229 pounds. He's got a long list. What, Long Beach State or something like that. I mean, when it comes to these guys, I've just learned over the years to just not care.
How do you really feel?
Because, you know, I'm not going to be the one going on social media or whatever being like, oh my gosh, you know, like, am I acting so shocked? Like, come on, guys. We know we know this. We've read this book before. We've seen this movie before. So are you one of those guys that gets hyped up on some of these prospects or what?
No, I'm really not. I mean, I'm kind of with you. I think even when Syracuse offered to pay, like, I just greeted it with a little bit of skepticism because, like, yes, of course, like, his numbers are great, shoots a good percentage, but he's also playing in the Ivy League. And not to dump on the Ivy League, but, you know, when you go up to the ACC, it's a different ball game. So, you know, I don't read too much into it. I didn't look at any tape. I didn't watch any tape on him or Seth Towns.
Tape on Tepe?
No tape on Tepe.
But that's so, right, so Seth
I
Towns,
you know, I mean, you know, I just... not. Yeah. Anytime you get a guy, you know, that's like transferring up like that, I mean, you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt. And, you know, maybe he does have a really good year. I mean, I think he could have a good potential at Duke, and, you know, they do have a need at that position. So, you know, maybe it works out really well. But no, I mean, I don't really read too much into like the grad transfers. And
yeah,
me either. I mean, it's cool. It's cool to land them if you can land them. But
sure.
I mean,
yeah, I remember when I saw the article, Sidibe was playing awful. So I'm like, yes, let's get this guy. We need somebody in. And by the end of the year, I was like, I don't really care.
I mean, how funny.
Okay with Baramo.
How funny is it that, I mean, if you guys feel the same way I feel, like, I'm fully confident in Baramo Sidibe at the end of the season. The last 5-7 games, end of the season, I was still worried about his fouling a little bit, but totally confident in him doing what he needed to do. If he could survive not making stupid fouls like over the back, he's famous for that. But, I mean, if he can continue that next year as a senior, I mean, we're going to be okay. Got John Bolajac, too, available off the bench. I mean, I think we're going to be okay there. And, you know.
Yeah, he was averaging a double-double with 3 blocks and 2 steals.
I know. I'll take that
every day of the week.
It's amazing. What the hell happened? I mean, you heard
Boeheim lit into him in those damn pressers and, you know, motivation.
Does it just finally click, James? What's up?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. Sometimes that just sort of happens where a guy just sort of finds his groove and finds his confidence and realizes, okay, you know what? I can play at this level. You know, I can play here. I can do this. So I think that's sort of just what happened with Barama. You know, he had a good game and, you know, one thing led to another. He kept his confidence high and, you know, he just played well throughout the end of the season. So, but yeah, I mean, I think the center position, you know, if nothing else, you have the depth there, right? I mean, I'm very high on Jesse Edwards. I don't think, you know, that's a big secret, but I think by, you know, his junior year, Jesse's going to be really, really good. You just got to, it's just a matter of putting just on, you know,
some
adding
cheeseburgers, man.
Yeah. Him and Marek both, we know that Marek actually, you know, he does the shakes and he actually tries.
Yeah.
He eats a ton. He's just, you know, he has that sort of body and that sort of metabolism.
It's just not in him. So, as you know.
Yeah, well, it's cliche, but James, you're right. I mean, sometimes in sports, it really is just like you always hear it. Oh, it just clicks, right? Like sometimes they just figure it out and all of a sudden the confidence goes up and it just goes from there and it just turns into a completely different player.
Everyone's looking for like the great story, like, oh, somebody must have said something to him, or like, you know, I think somebody was saying that Boeheim did get into him at halftime one time, but like, you know, is that the reason why a guy suddenly starts playing better? I tend to think not.
No, I mean, do you hear Jim after the UNC game when someone asked him about Brahm? Was it after the UNC game? I think it was. And he's like, yeah, you know, I just remembered some things and I told him.
Yeah.
I gave him some tips finally.
I finally started coaching him. I just didn't coach him all year, and I just figured now was a good time. So
To go back to what James was talking about, too, about those transfers, like he said, the people that left, it's not like – I mean, we pretty much have our starting five. It's going to be our starting five with or without those transfers, right? The only real thing that kills us as far as that goes is – you're not getting a graduate transfer, most likely not getting a graduate transfer that's going to come in on and come off the bench.
Yeah.
And that's going to hurt. That's why I think Braswell not going helped, and we are going to need him because you don't know what like a guy like Woody Newton's going to do and things like that. So unless we end up getting a late – I don't know if there's late recruits or I don't know what it is. I just don't know if we're going to get – we might get a transfer like the guy from Long Beach State that has to sit out. But I think we're looking at what our roster might be next year.
Sure. And, you know, I think Syracuse.com had something – I think Donna DeToto wrote it. But Boeheim basically said, you know, we're not in an emergency situation. You know, I think you'd like to see them add a guard just to have, you know, another person there, you know, because otherwise – somebody gets hurt.
That's the worst situation, right? Someone gets hurt, and I mean, and you need someone to step up full time. It's not just filling. Yeah. It's not just filling minutes somewhere if there's an issue. That's kind of what you worry about. So, you know, James famous for filming Elijah Hughes every chance he got. Now, that was you that filmed the one that's the GIF. It's the famous GIF where, I mean, it's become famous among Syracuse fans where he backs up against the wall and folds his arms and looks at you and then says, what the hell, and he walks away. right? That was you that filmed that, right?
Yeah, he didn't say what the hell. He just looked at the camera. You know, I think he does that to everybody though, because like I've seen other people, just like from the main Syracuse account and stuff, where he'll give the camera a look. Or he's great, man. I mean, he was an awesome player to cover just because he's so personable. And you know, I think I made the point too, is like he took the basketball serious, but he didn't take himself that serious, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, so just like a fun guy to interview, you know, like very thoughtful, like, you know, well-spoken, and just always doing that sort of stuff, like busting on teammates or, you know, looking at the camera. Like even at the Miami game, I was like right in front of, you know, where the players' entrance is.
Yeah, I saw that one.
He's like rubbing his arms together, you know, it's rubbing his hands together. So he was just a fun player to cover. He was always doing that kind of stuff.
I mean, it sucks when you got, you know, well, we knew he was going to be gone all year, but once it sets in and you're like, man, what an amazing player he was. You know, yeah. Even last year he was good, and we remember seeing him sitting on the bench and Joe and I talking, you know, you could tell like when he was on the bench that year that he just wanted to play. I mean, he wanted to play so bad. He wanted to come in, yeah. and he was an immediate impact. And what he did this year is nothing short of just spectacular. Way underrated, just an amazing player. And you know, that's what sucks about college basketball, man. Like you get attached to these guys, and then they go, and if they go early, it's just that much more worse. But just an amazing player, Elijah Hughes. He'll be missed.
Think he's 100% gone?
I don't think he's 100% gone, but I'm just gonna.
I wasn't asking you.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
what the? I would say he's probably 99.5% gone. Yeah. Let's say that.
Okay. Yeah, I know, because me and Sean were talking about it the other day about how this possible, you know, the coronavirus and everything getting pushed back, and how, you know, the players didn't have the ACC tournament, NCAA tournament stage. I mean, we've seen guys come out of nowhere having mediocre years you didn't even hear of. All of a sudden they come into the ACC tournament or the NCAA tournament, and all of a sudden they're a first rounder, and you go to the combine, you do your pro days and stuff. So if you can't do any of that, and people, and he already is kind of underrated as it is, I mean, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm getting at? Like we were talking about how that could kind of, it's just a weird situation. It's not a normal year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a point, you know, let's say the combine gets pushed back or it doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, maybe there's still that feedback and they're saying, hey, you know, maybe you might not get picked this year. But yeah, maybe he does. Maybe he does go back. But I wouldn't count on that. I would lean the other way and say he's most likely.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep my hope up. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, he made it let it be known that he was still keeping his options open. And I've even seen some websites where it's basically like he's still in a situation where he can come back. But yeah. So as long as he's in that status, I'm going to hold my hopes out for sure.
Well, if he does, Syracuse will welcome back with open arms. And
oh, absolutely.
Like, oh, could you imagine? Yeah, absolutely. So we do have one buy, sell, or hold. I hate to pop this on you, but it's an easy one, I think. Joe and I kind of already went through it the other day, but I want to get your thoughts, because we mentioned when we did it, we wished you were here to get your thoughts on it. So Greg Paulus actually won first year coach of the season or whatever, right? What was it? The John B. Hall? What the hell
the
was it?
Joe B. Hall.
Joe B. Hall. Like the, Joe B. Yeah, Hall
first,
Award.
First year coach award.
Best first year coach of the country, whatever, right? Yeah, so immediately, you know how Syracuse fans are. He's going to be the next head coach of Syracuse. Mark it down right now. It's Greg Paulus. It's Greg Paulus in 2 years. James, buy, sell, or hold. Greg Paulus, the next coach of the Syracuse Orange basketball team.
Sell.
Yeah, I sold too.
The next, well, I mean, maybe there's a scenario where Jim Boeheim coaches for 20 more years. Greg Paulus takes over a Power 5 team, goes to the tournament a couple times, and then finally the job opens up, and then he's that coach. Maybe that's the only reality. But no, I mean, look, like Niagara and Syracuse, I mean, two completely different programs. Greg's had success. You know, he can continue climbing and working up the coaching ladder, and he can probably take a good position somewhere else someday. But, you know, I
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I would not say it's likely that he takes a Syracuse job anywhere in the near future.
Yeah, but, you know, fun to talk about because we ain't got nothing else. So, look, hey, James, have you been keeping up with the Q's Militia Movie Madness or what? I know you haven't been on social media a lot, so I don't know how much of it you've seen. He's shaking his head no already. His head's down. Take that as a no.
I've seen a few. I have a problem with the selection committee, though, because Karate Kid was way underseeded. This is an injustice because not only are they underseeded and they're not respected, you're also giving whoever that top seed is a really tough matchup going up against Karate Kid. So that's all I got to say.
Karate Kid, a great movie. It had to go up. Karate Kid slotted a 14 seed by Lance Georgievich.
14
it had to go up against 3 seed The Sandlot. The Sandlot pulled it out. It wasn't a brutal matchup, but they pulled it out easily. So we just finished the action adventure region. First of all, James, before we go through, I want to get your picks on these real quick. We'll all do our picks real quick. I want to get your thoughts just on, as far as movies go, you've been locked in the house. Anything you've seen recently that you've liked? Or what's your favorite? Well, first, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite movie right now?
My favorite movie of all time is Die Hard.
No first way. Really? Yeah. Okay. All right. I have to go here. This has been a huge point of contention here. Every holiday. I watch Die Hard.
Yes, it's a Christmas movie.
No, it's not.
It is absolutely a Christmas movie.
It happens on Christmas Eve. Come on. I watch Die Hard every Christmas Eve. That's my thing. My wife, my wife used to hate it. Now she enjoys it. But I don't think it's a Christmas movie. I just don't. I'm not buying the Christmas movie feel to it. It's just not very Christmassy.
Is it a Christmas Eve movie?
No, it happens during Christmas Eve. That's it.
All right. Well,
Joe's with you. Joe's with you.
Box, but.
Okay.
Yeah. I would break the tie. Yes.
I love Die Hard, though. I really do. Great movie. Okay. So you've been cooped up in there since Monday, James. You haven't left the apartment since Monday.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? So Netflix action or what?
I've been working. So I've been working. That's what I've mostly been doing.
Well, that's good that you're able to do that.
Yeah, it's a good thing, I guess. I've been working a lot, but you know what I've actually found myself doing is, and it's on right now. I've been watching the OJ Made in America, 30 for 30, the documentary.
Oh, okay.
I've been watching that throughout this week. Have you guys seen that or no?
No,
I have not.
Well, it's really well done. It's actually done. I think Syracuse fans will remember it. Ezra Edelman, he's the same guy that did the Requiem for the Big East, 30 for 30.
Yeah.
So same director there. So he did a great job with that. But I've been watching that. And then, you know what I've been meaning? It's funny you mentioned The Walking Dead. I've been meaning to catch up on that because I'm about a season behind. And I've watched from the first season. So I've been meaning to catch up on that. But I haven't had time to do it yet.
So, okay. All right. This is good. Joe, are you caught up with The Walking Dead right now?
I am caught up, yes.
I'm caught up, too. This is a show that just never gets old. The storyline never gets boring. It never gets old. It's always
some people think it kind of went downhill.
I thought it went downhill. And
for that one season.
Yeah, the Whisperers has changed the game.
Yes. Yes.
Because there was a couple seasons and stuff like that where people were like, well, I'm just kind of watching it because I'm invested, you know, like 5 years
that's
in.
That's where I was. You know, you watch a show for so long and you get invested with it and you're saying, well, you know, I'm not as interested as I once was, but I've got to see how it ends sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
the problem with that was that Fear of the Walking Dead came out, the other series, and that was right around when The Walking Dead was slowing down. So I think that held people back from even watching that one when that one's pretty good, too.
Right.
So
I watched the first two seasons of that and I couldn't do it anymore. But this season of The Walking Dead, last season and this season, so far, there's three episodes left after this.
Hey, don't keep saying
I'm not saying anything, but it's been great. Like right. if just to give you incentive to watch it, it's been fantastic. So, the other thing was, I never watched season 7 of Game of Thrones, but, you know, no, don't. Are you telling me did not?
No, I'm shaking my head like I can't believe you.
Oh,
right,
well, I don't have that. What was it? HBO? I don't have HBO. And I was, I was getting the DVDs from a friend of mine and they didn't get season 7 yet, so I don't have it. But I'm not getting HBO just to watch it. You know, I used to do that with Dexter. I used to get Cinemax just to watch Dexter and then cancel it, you know. But
I'm still not over the sports thing, so like I'm still very bitter about it.
Yeah, this is the opposite of James has accepted it. Joe is definitely more bitter than me, but I'm still pretty bitter, man, because I got four races into NASCAR and this is like they're like about to pack this up. I'm a little upset, man. I mean, you know, that's my summertime gig.
March Madness for me.
You're not watching the cherry spitting contest? You're not watching that?
We watch icy steps or whatever the hell it is. Slippery steps.
I watched the Tetris World Championship.
I watched the Golden Tee Championship. So
I didn't think you could reach that far. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, I know. Who even thinks of these?
I know.
Games?
But I've been watching the old tournament games. A couple days ago, I watched the old Syracuse-Gonzaga, where we came back and beat them, and then Virginia the next game. Last night, I fell asleep to 2003 Syracuse-Oklahoma State.
I got to be honest, man. I'm so sick of watching repeats of Syracuse games and college basketball in general.
Maybe the UConn one's been on a lot, but I haven't watched that 2003 Oklahoma State game in a while.
I mean, yeah. I know, I get it, but I mean, holy cow! Like,
I'm getting sick of, you know, on this day in 1942, he played a game and won.
It's like, yay! Here's a still photo. It's black and white. See this guy? No one knows who he is. Yeah.
On this day, Wilma Sadat Singh played a basketball, scored 20 points. It's like, I don't care. I really don't care.
I don't either, but the writers are reaching. I mean, they got nothing.
I think, and you know, like, we're all guilty of it, right? Like, I won't, you know, deny it. Like, we're all kind of...
Oh, yeah,
you know,
we're doing a movie bracket for crying out loud.
Yeah, we're doing a movie bracket. I was going to say, reaching. Right. Who are we to talk about?
Exactly. Like, we're all guilty of some things, but, like, I think we're all really showing like just how desperate we are for content and for people to read and like interact. I think this is really telling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you're putting up, and it's across the board. When ESPN's airing cherry spitting, whatever it is, contests. You know, we're all doing on 1977. Syracuse played this game. What's your favorite? You know what I mean? Like we're stretching for content right now.
We are. So before we get into the picks, right? I keep thinking of things to ask you. So Joe and I, we were thinking about, we're like, look, we should do one of these brackets and just, you know, maybe we'll do a small 32 team bracket on something. Yeah. And I was like, well, let's do beer. And Joe actually said, he's like, I don't know. I'll bet you Noons will do a beer one. Let's find something else to do. So we did the movie one. And the next day, Noons came out with the beer one. I'm like, oh, cool. Well, I'll get in on this. I know beer pretty good. I'm a craft beer guy and everything like that. So I'm looking and I'm like, oh, crap. I have no idea. I have no idea what this stuff is. So
yeah,
it was well
John,
done.
John
I just don't know what
it is. John's really into all the beer and all that. He dabbles pretty frequently in that stuff. So
I just didn't know what was what. Like, okay, this is a brewer. These are breweries.
I'm with you. Like, I've gotten into it, you know, and then like we've seen it, you know, across the country really, really blow up. And even in Syracuse now, like there's a lot of craft breweries and that sort of thing. But I've gotten into it like passively. I'm not like, admittedly, I'm not like a huge beer guy, but I've gotten into it a little bit. But I don't know like all these breweries and all like different beers and sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I don't know. Like they in Raleigh, they have these breweries, right?
And, oh, yeah.
You know, and you go and you can actually you can get drinks and everything. You go in, there's no TVs. Go to order food, no food.
It's very bare. There's food trucks outside.
A food truck. I'm just like, all right. I just want to go to a sports bar.
Yeah,
just get a beer and watch. Yeah. You know,
it's funny. Like,
that's
funny
where I'm at. I'm not saying the beer sucks. I'm just saying that's not my shtick.
Right, and it's funny because the local sports bar will serve the local beer you're going to get.
Right.
At the place without the TVs in the very barren, you know, warehouse. One of ours in Virginia Beach is in an old fire station, which is pretty cool. Yeah. But you walk in and it's just it's a bar, a list of beer, some taps. Okay. And they got some picnic tables outside and there's some food trucks out there. But I can get that beer at the local bar, the sports bar by my house.
Yeah.
You gotta like go with a group, and like some of them will have like beanbag toss or like whatever, like all these other things. Like,
yeah,
you know, you gotta go with a group for that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, something like that though. If anything, it kind of John's just giving guys a list of, hey, you like these breweries? You ever go to these places? Hey, it's almost like a list for people who travel or maybe for you know, people who don't know. So,
Well, all right, let's get into this. I want to get your guys' picks, okay? This is what we've been doing after every round finishes up. So, we had the 1 seed Empire Strikes Back Star Wars against 16 seed Independence Day. James is pointing.
That's what I watched the other day. I got into Star Wars a little bit the other day.
Did you?
But
so, James, how old are you?
I'm not a Star Wars guy.
I'm not.
How old are you, James?
I'm not either.
28. Okay. All right, so he's a couple few years older than Tyler.
It was a little before my we came up with it, but I think the generation before me, that was like the peak audience of Star Wars. You know,
yeah, it's like my older cousin. I'm 41, so like my older cousin's like 47. It's like that was the real deal, like cult fan.
I'm 37, and I'm like, my dad made me watch it.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably the only reason why I've seen them. I haven't even seen any of the new ones. I've seen just the old ones, and so I'm not going to lie to you. I picked Independence Day.
Okay. Well, I'll be honest, you know, because it's coming back through. Like, my son is the one that got me into it. I was never into it. So, you know, about 8 years ago, my son was like 5. That's when we started watching them, and it was my first time
really through the new ones, though.
Through all of them, like sitting down and watching them start to finish. I had watched them, but I wasn't paying attention. But this is the first time I actually sat down and watched them all, you know, all the way through. And I enjoy them. I do. But the storylines don't match up. It's kind of weird like that. You got the brother and the sister kissing. Yeah, no, you have to make it a one because it's so popular. You have to. So anyways, it will lose. If it deserves to lose, it will lose. So I picked Empire Strikes Back. Empire Strikes Back, Independence Day, James. What'd you pick?
Yeah, I'm going to go Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. Joe picked Independence Day. All right, the next one we got on here would be an 8 seed Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. I love that movie, but they put it – we seeded them and then put them together. So the 9 seed Goonies. Goonies, which was great.
Goonies. Oh, yeah.
I went Goonies.
John Mooney. I'll go the Goonies. John Mooney. I'll go the Goonies.
The Goonies was probably, it was still before your time, wasn't it, James?
A little. No, I mean, like, I watched it growing up. You know,
okay. Yeah.
I was 12 years old, watched it.
Oh, yeah.
This one's shocked me, and I love it because this is one of my favorites. 5 seed Avengers Infinity Wars, which is huge in the box office, just like huge, absolutely huge, against the 12 seed Batman 1989 version with Michael Keaton. I picked Batman. I love that movie. It's freaking nostalgic. It's great. What do you got, James?
Every year in the NCAA tournament, well, except this year, there's always
a 12 seed over a 5, I'm going with Batman.
That's right, Joe.
I didn't vote because I haven't seen neither of these movies.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Batman won. This next one was a tough one for me. I love both of these movies. 4 seed Back to the Future, the original, obviously, versus the 13 seed Top Gun. Top Gun, as I mentioned before, one of the best soundtracks of all time. You know, just absolute 80s. Awesome, great movie. But I'm sorry, I did pick Back to the Future. It's just that good. James?
I'm going with Top Gun, man. Tom Cruise had a lot of swag in Top Gun.
It was a hard choice for me. It really was.
I took Top Gun, too.
Did you? Okay. Well, Back to the Future took that one. So far we got Empire Strikes Back versus The Goonies, and then we got Batman 1989 version versus Back to the Future. That could be it for Batman. Pirates of the Caribbean.
So Back to the Future won.
Yeah, over Top Gun, yeah. Pirates, Black Pearl, Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, 6 seed versus an 11 seed, E.T., which... not a fan favorite, but it won on social media. I picked E.T. I love Pirates of the Caribbean, though. I love the whole series. I love every single one of them. I think they're great. James, what do you think?
I'll go with Pirates of the Caribbean just because I was never an E.T. guy.
Yeah. E.T. I never really got the E.T. You were, by the time you were born, the special effects E.T. were like, might as well have just been, you know, a marionette and some puppets and stuff.
It was bad. I know some people that actually don't like Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's hard for me to watch any of those movies and be like, how do you not find these entertaining?
I love those movies. Yes. Thank you, Joe. We agree on something, finally. So, E.T. took it. All right. Well, I know what James chose here. 3 seed Die Hard versus 14 seed Jaws. I picked Die Hard. James picked Die Hard. Joe picked Die Hard. I already know that. Die Hard won. So it'll be
14 seed Jaws?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave Jaws a tough matchup, buddy.
Jaws got crushed in that. So I think they were where they should have been. They got crushed as well. They should have.
If you put Jaws against E.T., Jaws would have won.
Well, I don't know about that. E.T. was an 11 seed, guys. It's not like I seeded this thing high. Okay?
Boo.
Not like... Joe's gonna
keep... There's a problem with the selection committee here. No consistency.
No, I got a problem. I have an issue because Sean, he released my two regions first, knowing that it was going to be more commented on first, and then it was going to kind of die down a little bit. So now no one even comments about his shit.
Well...
But,
bro, hey,
bleep that out.
Maybe my stuff is just a little bit, it's done a little bit better, Joe, and it's not much to complain about. You ever think about that?
No, I never.
That's impossible. So we got 11 seed E.T. versus Die Hard. That's it for E.T. in my opinion. We got two more here. 10 seed Stand By Me, or excuse me, hold on. 7 seed Star Wars, A New Hope, which is the original Star Wars. And I probably, this is one of my regrets, putting 2 Star Wars in here. I shouldn't have done it. But when you go through and you look at most popular movies of all time and things like that, these two kept popping up and it's like a cult following. So I felt like I should do it, but I do regret it. It was probably one of my worst decisions in this side of the bracket.
Backpedaling.
So, well, I'm just admitting when I'm wrong, Joe, unlike some people. So 7... 7 seed Star Wars A New Hope versus 10 seed Stand By Me. Stand By Me is a freaking classic. I love that movie. I chose Stand By Me. James, have you seen Stand By Me? That's a great movie.
I've seen Stand By Me. I'm going with Star Wars, man.
Oh, wow. Joe.
I went Stand By Me.
Okay. Well, Star Wars A New Hope took it. All right. One more. this was the upset, or maybe it wasn't. Okay, this is maybe a mistake I made, but I thought it was legit because...
It was a mistake.
2 seed Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, which is the first one that came out, versus a 15 seed Castaway. Castaway was a good movie, but I mean, I don't know, man. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I chose Lord of the Rings, man. Lord of the Rings, I could watch Lord of the Rings on repeat, like, all day. I love it. It's awesome. James?
What is this region?
This is the action-adventure region.
So you picked a movie with a guy stranded on an island as action and adventure.
Well, hold on. It was classified as that when I actually did some research on mine, Joe. And I went and I went through and I did some research, and it was in there. It was in there. It was an adventure.
More adventurous
it's an adventure.
Than a guy yelling at a volleyball, right? Well,
this is why I called it action adventure. Not so much action, but adventure. Okay.
Sure.
I picked Lord of the Rings. I love Lord of the Rings. James, what about you?
I want to pick neither. I don't want to.
There you go. Thank you.
James,
trash
James
and trash.
James skipped that one. Joe.
Trash? I went Lord of the Rings.
Okay. All right. Good. So
that's
it'll
like,
be.
That's like the NCAA tournament matchup where you got like Duke playing Kentucky and you hope both of them lose.
Absolutely. Yep. I'm with you, James. Exactly. And it's not possible, but you still are thinking, well, maybe there is a chance that this could happen. Right? So, 7th seed A New Hope versus 15th seed Castaway is going to be.
Castaway won?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. God.
Yeah. Yeah. So then,
and you
well,
let
let's
Jaws
just
lose.
Hold on. Well, hold on. Let's just look at. I would just want to get James's thought on one thing. This has been a very controversial seeding, and I agree because this is really bad. A 2 seed Meet the Parents versus a 15 seed Anchorman. 15 seed for Anchorman. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. I love Lamp. James, what do you think about that?
I'm going with San Diego.
Joe, giving the boot to Anchorman like that, man. Anchorman won, though, so don't face 7 seed Tommy Boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Richmond over Syracuse, that's the upset. Yes,
I had a couple upsets in my bracket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe did have the closest matchup so far. I forget what it was, but it was only one vote off. Oof. Yeah.
It was Space Jam and White Men Can't Jump.
Yes, yeah, ooh. Yeah. Really good. What were those seeds, too? Because I think they were actually seeded to be like a tough matchup. You did a good job with that one.
I thought it was 8-9.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was a 4 and a 13.
Oh, the other one was
Longest Yard Varsity Blues was only a difference of 4 votes, I think. Yeah. So
yeah.
Longest Yard, man. Oh, Varsity Blues too.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy, man. Oh. And when you go back and look, I missed a bunch. I kept some out just because I didn't like them. I mean, I know Rudy's a classic, but I just don't really like that movie. I'm not gonna. It's just.
Well, it's like you put Rudy and you put Hoosiers in, and you got to put the Express in. So we took all three of them out because we didn't want anybody tipping the scales with the Express. I didn't want that to like run the table, you know, with the crowd that we got voting on this.
Yeah.
So we took all three of them out.
And I could only pick one. And I can only pick one Kevin Costner sports movie. So because he's in like 8.
He could have done more. No one put any rules on that. But anyway. All right.
I didn't want to.
I think that's all I got, guys.
I'm not the one that put Tom Hanks in there 10 times.
How can you not? I didn't even. It wasn't on purpose. He's just in every movie.
You didn't have to put Castaway in there.
That's true. Castaway sucks. That's a great point. That's a great point. Touche, Joe. Well, James. Dude, don't be a stranger, bro. I hit you up once in a while, checking in on it, making sure you're good. Be safe there, you know. I got a good feeling that things are going to be getting better. But, you know.
You heard it here first.
Stay safe, man. It sucks being where you're at. I mean, I know it's probably tough. You're probably freaking going out of your mind. Can you get food delivered? Really?
No. I mean, the only things that are really open right now are grocery stores and pharmacies and like a few of the bodegas. For those that aren't familiar, a bodega is just kind of like a corner store. I mean, I guess it's kind of gas station equivalent. Without,
like a 7-Eleven?
Without the gas.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
But those are the only things. And I mean, like maybe like the post office, but that's really it.
So you can go get groceries if you need to.
I can get groceries.
Is it wiped out, though?
You know what? It hasn't been that bad. I mean, right before, you know, the city went into lockdown, there was a lot of panic. And, I mean, you would go through and there's, like, no bread, you know, things like that. There's always been, like, the perishables, like vegetables, fruits, like all that stuff's there. But now it hasn't been bad. I mean, pretty much, like, everything's there. There's bread, all that sort of stuff. So
and how,
not a problem.
how is this thing, how is it being enforced? Like, I mean, what are the situations where, like, what if you just wanted to go outside right now and go for a run? Could you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I could go outside and walk around and wouldn't have too much problem. If you were, like, gathering in a park or something and that's like, then you'd be told to go home.
Okay.
You know, police are kind of like enforcing that, patrolling that, but
it's not like overboard crazy, like
I mean, it's not like, you know, we joke about it, like it is more desolate, but I would go outside and there'd still be cars driving up and down the road.
Well, I'm just saying that because there's people in America that think that there's like martial law going on and people have National Guard on the streets and stuff like that.
So. No, nobody's like looting or like robbing each other's houses. Yeah. We're all right. We'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, we're getting close to that anyway, right, Sean? Down here, I mean, we're pretty much on a non-essential travel ban. I mean,
so yeah, I'm essential for my job. Joe's essential for his job. There's tons. I mean, look, there's a lot of traffic here anyway. We got the Navy here. We got plenty. I mean, there's military bases and things all over the place here, and so there's the traffic. It hasn't been like. Rush hour traffic's a little thinner, you notice it, but the morning traffic's not much different that I have to deal with.
No, I can notice mine.
Mine's about the same. The only difference is there's not a ton of people whipping by me, which makes me think there's less cars on the road. But when I merge onto the interstate, it looks the same because I drive at night, so I see the headlights. Or I drive in early morning, which is dark out. But you know, I mentioned this on another show earlier this week. But I was telling Joe that my wife got she works for a pharmacy, and she got a printable card that is basically a hall pass saying it is for her to give law enforcement or whoever that says, you know, I am an essential employee. I work for da da da, and I'm on my way to work or I'm on my way home from work. And I was like. You know, I was a little bit like, well, that's a little bit, I think now, knowing what I know now, I think it was probably just cautionary for the company. Yeah. It's a big company. Yeah. But, you know, she hasn't had to use it or anything. But, you know, you see stuff like that and it can create, not fear, but it could be disruptive. You know, you're like, oh, man, what the hell's going on? You know, what's next? But, you know, I just pray that everybody can get back to normal lives soon, man. And you know, I know it sucks for everybody. I know sales at my work is thinning out. And, I mean, it's just it just sucks. Just sucks. Yeah. All of a sudden, everything just flipped on its head. And it's, here we are. So, but we can always do this. That's why we're doing the week-long shows. And James, obviously, you're welcome back anytime, man, and sooner than later. But we will obviously have you back when something breaks, when we find out what the hell is going on. Maybe we'll get you back. So I appreciate you coming on, though. Thanks to any final thoughts, anybody, either one of you, goofballs.
No, we'll have stuff to talk about. I mean, we got the dome. The renovations have already started, yes, right? We'll have presumably some transfer news, maybe in, maybe out. You know, we got TBT coming up as well. TBT said they're still going full force, so
yeah,
we'll have that stuff coming up as well. So we'll have stuff to talk about, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to follow James, you're still writing, right?
I haven't even really been writing as much lately. I've gotten like the news up, you know, just with Elijah and like the transfers.
I saw the Elijah piece. Yeah,
I'll be writing more going in. You know, I'll probably be writing about, you know, just whatever happens with the transfers and stuff like that. So you can find me on Nunes. You know, everybody knows.
Yep, everybody knows where James is at. Check him out on NunesMagician.com. Thank you, Armchair. Thank you, Simply Safe. Thank you, LinkedIn. Thank you to all of you listening, taking the time to do it this week. We appreciate it. For Joe and James, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace. Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.